Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about things.
You did Sonic Boom last year.
That was the shit.
Boonstock this year. Yep. You gotta be feeling the love up in Edmonton.
Canada is probably one of, and I'm not just saying this just like, hey, I'm doing a Canadian interview. It's one of our favorite spots to go because the fans are, I think the music scene out here is different than America, I think, you know, like, I don't know if people appreciate it more, but people just have I think they have a better time. You know, there's certain areas in America are amazing. The U.S. is fucking killer, but there's certain spots like L.A. and these other spots that are so jaded, you know, and I have a brother in a band, and there's so many bands that come through. It's a band comes through, and they're like, whatever. I'm just standing with my arms crossed. And every time we've played Canada, it's just we leave just going, fuck, I love Canada. You know? So it's cool. The people here are really awesome. Fans here are awesome.
Do you prefer doing a festival setting like this where you might win over new fans, have people who maybe haven't heard your music check you out, or to do a club show or an arena show where people are there to see you?
It's a little, it's like 50-50 because with club shows that you're playing or you're headlining, everybody knows when you're going to go on, you get a sound check, you know, you relax, there's no stress, you go and you play a killer show for these people that are there for you. And that's great, but I love getting in front of people that would never see us, metal band fans, anybody like that. The only downside of a festival show, to be honest, as a musician, is no sound checks. Sometimes you get on stage and the stage guys that are running today was awesome. The guys were killer. But sometimes you get in a festival, they've done the festival for 3 days. They've done 200 bands in 3 days. They don't give a fuck what you're doing and what your monitor's like. And it just sounds like shit. And you're like, wow, I'm in front of all these people that have never seen us before, and we sound horrible because it's a throw and go. You know, you get on stage, go, boom, no sound check or anything. And that's just coming from a musician standpoint. And you just go up there and you do it. You know, you don't complain about it like I'm doing right now, which is probably very bad. But to be honest, that's the only downside of festivals. Everything else is absolutely amazing. I'd much rather play for people that have never seen us because hopefully you're winning over new fans. And then and playing for your own fans is obviously, I mean, that's a no question. It's great.
Now, your set today was scheduled at 4:20. Was that just coincidence or what?
I don't think it was coincidence. I think that they were very smart with putting us at 4:20.
We were here yesterday and nobody else started at 4:20.
See? I think it's just the thing. We didn't request that, but
it worked out
well. It always works out well when we go on at 4:20. I think that's when our fans would most likely want to see us anyway.
It worked out really well today that Sublime with Rome is on the bill as well.
Yeah.
So Rome was able to join you guys on stage. How many times does that happen quite often, or is this one of a handful of times you guys have been able to perform?
It depends, because we're really close. Like, the whole Sublime camp at Dirty Heads camp is a big family, but we did our headlining tour, and they did their European tour for the last 3 months. So we haven't even seen them. We haven't been in contact with them other than email, because they've been in the UK. So today was really special because when we went on tour with them, we did it every night. And then whenever Rome is home and he's not busy, he'll just hop in the tour bus with us, or he'll fly out to a festival or whatever. We try and do it as much as possible because that's the cool. I mean, we wrote a song together. It went to number one. Is you're gonna want to sing it with him, or he's gonna want to sing it with us? Same. As much as possible. So today just worked out perfect. It was the first time we sang it together in probably 4 months. So
wow.
It was a treat. Yeah, it was cool. And it felt good.
Were you boys before the whole Sublime?
We were friends before we met him before he even met the Sublime guys. It all happened at the studio that we worked at. And we became friends with him. He was this genius kid. Younger kid came in with a killer voice, wrote all these rad songs that were similar to our style. So we automatically became friends. And then he met the Sublime guys. And we had written Lay Me Down before that Sublime stuff had even happened. And then Lay Me Down came out, blew up right when he was getting with the Sublime guys. So it just, fate, you know, happened perfectly. It wasn't some, like, Disney setup thing where we're like, oh, we're going to release this song and then go on tour with Sublime. It just so happened, Lay Me Down hit number one. And we were like, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck did that happen? Happened, and we were like, cool, let's go on tour. You know, went to go on tour with him, and it worked out perfect.
Being from California, you're in Canada playing these summer festivals. Everybody's walking around in their bikinis and stuff. Are you like, this is cold, guys?
it's a lot. It was nice today. And you know what? I do not hate on girls walking around in bikinis. I don't care how cold it is. If I can get a crowd full of girls in bikinis, that's how much you want to play for that. I didn't see any boobs today, though.
Are drunk fans more fun to play?
Oh, it depends on how drunk they are. I will just say that. You know, that's, I'm just going to leave it right there. It just depends on what level of drunk they are. I mean, I'm sure we're better looking and we sound better when you're absolutely wasted, so that's going to help.
But then you hit a point where it passes the fist pumping and it turns into dodging bottles.
Yeah, exactly. And you just play a song, like we just play Stand Tall, and two songs later somebody's like, "Please stand tall!" And they yell at you on stage and they get mad at you. I got bit last time I was in Canada. That was really weird. That was the weirdest
on
thing.
On stage?
On stage. Where was it? It was like, is there London? Is
yeah.
London, London? Ontario.
Yeah, it was like we were doing these smaller venues because we had never been up there. We always do Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal. So we're like, let's get to the smaller places. And it was like a smaller club, no barricade, like fans right out there, killer show. And like, you know, giving fives while I'm singing, you know, like stupid boy band shit that I don't like doing. But somebody's, you know, putting their hand up. And I was like, I'll give this chick a five. And I gave her five. And she grappled my hand, grabbed it, and just bit the shit out of my finger. And I was like, what are you doing? Why would you do that the whole time? I didn't break skin because that's sketchy. But I was like, that was weird. That's a level of drunk that isn't fun.
Fair enough. Unless
you're into that.
That's the dream, though, you know, to get to the point where people
girls are biting me.
They just want a piece of you.
I'm into it. That's it. I'm into it.